Greetings in Jesus' name. My name is John Kaufman, son of Wilmer Kaufman. I'd like to share what God did in my life. I was raised in an old order Amish home. I remember going to school when I was 6 years old. The school I was starting to attend was known as a school with a lot of problems. There was a lot of rebellion and lots of mischief. I remember the older boys always liked to pick on the younger ones, and I learned a lot of filthy language from the older boys in school. I was sure I would never be like them, and I'd always be kind to the smaller ones and not be involved in so much sin. But as I grew older, I found myself doing a lot of the same things they did. I was also very rebellious in my growing up years and couldn't get along with my parents and brothers very well. We would get into a lot of fights and arguments. Then around 14 or 15 years of age, my brothers and I got ourselves some little pocket radios so when dads weren't home, we'd listen to very ungodly music. We weren't supposed to have the radios in the first place, so when we had them, we didn't listen to Christian music. And the employees that we had at the time were not godly people, and I was on the road most of the time, and I would listen to a lot of wrong music. Then at 16, I started going with the youth. It was a group that was supposed to be a godly group, and it was in some areas too, but my friends and I still got into a lot of sin, like smoking, outback parties, evil music, and immorality. I was sin addicted to smoking, and it seemed I could never resist smoking when my friends were. Every time I'd come home and ask God to forgive me, and I'd promise that I would never smoke again, but I could never seem to be able to stop. Then one Sunday, I left our house with two of my friends in my carriage, and for the lights in a carriage, you have to put a battery in every time. And I put one in that I didn't realize somebody had used for something else. And I found out later it was so dead that it wouldn't run an inverter anymore. I didn't know this, and I put the battery in my carriage and went 2 hours away to where our youth gathering was. In the meantime, my parents realized what had happened and started praying for my safety on the way home that night in the dark. When my friends and I started home that night, we stopped in a gas station and were sitting around doing different mischief there in town, and I was smoking as much as ever. We were listening to evil music, and after a while, we went the rest of the 2 hours home. The lights stayed bright all the way home. The next morning, they told me that I had a dead battery in my carriage, and that they were praying for me. I didn't really believe it, so I took a tester out and I checked the battery, and it was completely dead. I thought why I didn't deserve that after what we were doing last night, and I knew that God had a plan for my future. Then as my friends and I got older, they seemed to settle down a little, and some of them started joining the Amish church, but I knew nothing had changed in my heart. And I was very confused at that time because I didn't see any change in them either when they joined the church. I had a big problem with anger and rebellion, and Dad advised me to get Christian counseling. I refused to go because I thought that I didn't want to talk to anybody about things like that. So I didn't go, but finally things became so bad I had to go. I started getting help, and I'm very grateful that I did. There I started to see some of the truths of the situations and the sins I was in. And I did get some healing in that area, but it seemed I wasn't willing to go into much depth, and I couldn't seem to get much further. The church we were attending at that time taught us that you couldn't know if you were born again, and that if somebody said they were born again, you need to watch out and not hang around with them too much. I got very depressed and angry at every little thing. I was a very miserable person. In the meantime, we started going to a Bible study, and I started to see more and more truths about the Bible. I would hear one thing at the Bible studies, and Sundays I would hear things that were opposite. And I would read the Bible, but it still seemed dead to me. Finally, I came to the end of myself, and I started to realize I was going to hell. Because I realized that my own works weren't getting me anywhere, I desperately didn't want to go to hell. Praise God, I don't have to. One night, I went to my parents out of desperation and asked him what it meant to be born again. And that night I confessed my sins and asked Jesus into my heart. They prayed with me, and a new life began. Dads were a good help to me at that time. We started to have family devotions and Bible reading. At that time, we would read the Bible in High German. I would not understand much of it. But when we started reading it in a language we understood, it became very alive to me. My grandfather told us that reading the Bible in English was deceiving. And I was astonished and knew it wasn't true when I read in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 19 to 20, where Paul said, "Yet in the church I would rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue." Verse 20, "Be not children in understanding, hereby in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." The Bible is very alive to me now. Recently I read Galatians 2:16 to 21. "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Therefore, Christ, the minister of sin, God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God for this, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. It truly showed me that it isn't just by works, but by faith. I've had an exciting journey from there. I learned a lot of things, and I have a lot more to learn. I also have a burden for my old friends. We still get along very well, and I really appreciated how they treated me even after we left the Amish. And I do have a burden for them that somebody or something would show them the true gospel way. Please continue to pray for me. I also appreciate the support we got from this church body, and especially from the youth group. I would like to be baptized as a sign to the church, world, heaven, and hell. God bless you."
This is Daniel.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I'd like to share my testimony for baptism. As a child, I always thought God was an angry God. Even in my very early years, when I'd see pictures of God coming, I'd quickly turn the page because I doubted I would go to heaven. When I started to go to school, I got into a lot of blasphemy and filthy language. After a while, I started to listen to country and rock music. Often when Dad wouldn't be home, us and the neighbor boys would go up in our woods and listen to country and rock music. I knew at the time that it wouldn't be right and pleasing to God, but I thought I might as well have fun while I'm young. Through these years, I always had an unsatisfied feeling, like something just wasn't right. I got into a lot of fights with my brothers, and I would often curse at them. Sundays when I'd go to church, I wouldn't even try to listen, partly because I wasn't open and I couldn't understand a lot of it. I'd usually try to sleep or I'd think about something else. There was also a lot of untruth preached, and after a while, we started visiting other churches. One night around the time that we were excommunicated from the Amish church, one of my brothers was looking out of the window when all of a sudden a bright light lighted up the room. And my brother asked, "Did you see that?" I asked him what it was, and he said he saw something like a man or an angel shining a light. To this day, we still don't know what it was. It must have been a sign from God. But it really scared me because I thought Jesus might be coming back, and I doubted I would have been ready. Not long after that, we started coming to charity, and people here asked me if I was born again. And I'd say, "Yes, I guess I'm born again." I began to wonder if I was really born again. So one night I stayed down and I asked Dad what it meant to be born again. That night I gave my heart to the Lord. Since then, Satan often tries to discourage me, but when I turn it completely over to Jesus, he gives me victory. ever since I've been converted, I have a burden for the lost souls that are not saved. So pray for me that I can have the courage to talk to them and show them the light of the gospel. Today I would like to be baptized to show heaven, hell, church, and world that I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back.
Steve will be sharing next.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I would like to share what God has done in my life. As a child, I struggled with insecurity as there was a lot of conflict in the family at that time. I was involved in lying, cursing, and stealing at an early age. I also listened to a lot of country music. At the time, I knew that the sins that I was into were not right, and if Jesus would come back, I would not be ready, but I thought that I might still at the last time get right with God. Sometimes I would wake up in the night shaking and scared because I had had a dream that Jesus had come back and I had not been ready. What finally got me to question myself was a study that we were attending on Tuesday afternoons called Purpose Driven Life, which seriously got me thinking, what am I here for? What is the purpose in life? Shortly before the study, we had started having family devotions and I could hardly wait till it was over. I thought it condemned me too much. For several months, I was really convicted. I was very angry and my temper was easily aroused. I even had some thoughts of suicide and I thought that no one would care anyway. Finally, one evening, about a year and a half ago, I finally came to the end of myself. I broke down to my parents and that night I gave my heart to God. I then confessed everything as far back as I could remember. My parents gave me a lot of counsel that night and I remember going to bed knowing that I had been saved and that it was a start to a new life. But after that, my growth had almost immediately stopped. My dad would answer my questions about the new birth and some other questions that I had. But at the time, we were still going to the Amish church and they would say that you could not possibly know that you were born again, which made it very confusing. Dad would then have to come home from church and re-preach the entire sermon. I finally decided that I would just not go to church with an open heart anymore so that I would not have to believe anything that they said. That was a hindrance after we started going to a Bible-believing church because for a few months I would not believe anything that was being preached. Something that really helped me in this time of untruth was a Bible study that we were regularly attending in the area. I got a lot of truth through that Bible study in those rough times. I struggled with the assurance of salvation for several months after my conversion, but there are some verses in John 14 that really cleared that up for me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am ye may be also, and whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. I've had a lot of struggles and trials since I gave my life to Christ about a year and a half ago, but I'm thankful he has gone to prepare a mansion for me. I can now identify with the hymn writer that says, I was blind, but now I see. I want to get baptized this afternoon as an outward sign of what God has done within. I really appreciate the support from the body here. Please keep me in your prayers. May God bless you.
Greetings in the name of Jesus.
The next testimony is from Mose.
I want to share what God has done in my life. As a child, I looked at God as an angry God. I always dreaded the thought of Jesus coming back, but I still thought that there might be a slight chance that I would go to heaven. Maybe God would let me go to heaven because I was trying to be good. When I was about 7 years old, there was an incident at school that I became very bitter and angry about. I was into a lot of foul language and foul stories. Us boys had some small radios hidden away that we listened to country and some rock music on. Then us schoolboys started getting together and getting into a lot of evil. Then one evening I witnessed a partying Amish youth group. That raised some questions and convictions in my heart. Maybe not all the Amish would get to heaven after all. I was very rebellious against my parents' authority, and lying was also a big part in my life. Then about half a year ago, we left the Amish church The Sunday after we left, we went to the Africa Christian Fellowship to my uncle and aunt's baptism. It was the first time I had ever been to a charity-type church. The singing was the most beautiful I'd ever heard, and after a baptism, one of the ministers at Africa asked one of my brothers if he was born again. I quickly walked away because I knew that I was not. That put an enormous conviction upon me. That night, I stayed up with my parents and said that I wanted to receive Christ. I got born again that night, and God saved my soul. I had a deep peace, and for the first time in my life, I knew that God had forgiven all my sins, and I was going to see Jesus someday. The tent meetings really blessed me, and I want to thank you as a church for the encouragement you have been to me. I desire baptism, and God bless you.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.